So we're listening to the album by Porches. It's called Pool.
Yep.
I hear something that's depressing. I hear something that's stark, something that's some guy is having a real rough day. Talk me out of what I'm hearing.
Well, let me explain the group real quick, and then I can go into answering your question on that.
Okay.
So Porches is Aaron Main. It's essentially one person. He started Porches in 2010 in Pleasantville, New York. His early songs before this kind of were almost kind of Appalachian folk indie pop. And then in 2011, he had released three EPs and moved to the big city. Then he signed to Domino Records in 2015 and then immediately started working on this record. The album was mixed by Chris Cody, who's done Beach House, Chick Chick Chick, and my favorite, Future Islands. He recorded most of this album in his bedroom. What you were saying, yeah, the lyrics are pretty much drenched in like longing and isolation with these just heavy melancholy lyrics, but there is a light of hope at the end. While all that stuff is sad, there is this, most importantly, like this innocent humanity to the record. And I'm just going to keep saying the word innocent. It's not depressing, it's just kind of young.
The band is Porches. The album is Pool. Jared Elkhorn at Waiting Room Records and Uptown Normal is going to take us through this album that you kind of fell in love with here.
Oh, yeah. It's I don't feel like upon first listen you're going to be blown away. It's not that kind of...
So I do need two or three more listens.
Yes,
here.
It is. I call them slow burns.
Okay.
You put them on and they're nice, they're good, they're okay, but then when you really start listening to the complexity of every record, you're like, oh, this is actually amazing.
Okay.
And I'll get into that.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
All right, so with Underwater, the album starts off with the synths and the bass line, and they kind of are going to guide us through Aaron's dreamlike world, which he has created on Pool. When the chorus kicks in, I kind of envision this Wes Anderson-style submarine kind of floating and murking around the depths of the ocean. The synths are kind of acting as the waves pulsing past, and the bass kind of pushes the engine forward, and then you hear the sonar ping kind of searching for anything within the darkness. Sometimes I see the vision. Sometimes you know I don't. The lyrics kind of mirror this imagery with Aaron seeming to kind of see someone of interest and then he starts searching for them through the crowds. Only let me take you to another one of my favorite tracks. This is track 5. It's called Hour. Kind of here when this album starts off, it kind of feels like a Jetsons style, like working factory, all these kind of moving parts, and none of them seem to kind of fit together. But then with just one beat, there's then two voices, and it's Aaron kind of seeming to try to simplify this assembly equation that's happening in front of him. Joined here and throughout the album by Frankie Cosmos, who lends backing vocal duties and bass tracks for most of the album. Frankie Cosmos is the stage name for Greta Klein, the daughter of actors Kevin Klein and Phoebe Cates.
Ah, okay.
Both of them kind of find that by having a prancing melody and ghost-like lyrics will kind of put all the pieces back together where this song belongs.
All right, so you're helping me through this album now. I'm going to have to give it a couple of more listens.
Sure.
Musically, it all kind of fits together. It has a sonic sound to it throughout the album, but is there a theme that kind of runs through it lyrically even?
There is. The album is called Pool, and water tends to be kind of a theme throughout almost every single track. When we had talked about the song Underwater, that's kind of a given there. The last track, Hour, he talks about floating in a swimming pool. Other tracks talk about how he wants black water on his side, or if he lets things soak, will it become clean? He's just constantly talking about how water can keep you afloat, or at the same time, you can sink in it.
So in my stoner,
two more tracks you want to highlight here.
Please. This is on the B-side. This is Car, track 9. It's one of the most upbeat tracks on the album. Aaron is kind of in admiration of the automobile on this song. He's kind of eager to get out of the city and realizes that this complex machine is the easiest way out.
The car, you mean?
The car itself, yeah. Right, okay. It's kind of going to be his engine to get out of this place. As more instruments and melodies kind of pile onto the song, I kind of picture him like driving past the buildings and street signs and street lights and people just kind of piling up, and him kind of feeling like, I need to get out of this place. And he kind of marvels at the fact that this machine will take him out to the city, to the countryside, to nature, where he kind of wonders when he gets there if this is the way that life should really be.
One more track here.
All right, this is by far my favorite track on the album. The drums are full, the 80 synths are just kind of dripping here, and the harmonies are rich. Here, Aaron is kind of battling with his own isolationism. He wants to kind of be within the city, he wants to be with the people at the party or on the dance floor, but he has to find the courage in himself to take the first steps forward. The chorus kind of works beautifully here, as Aaron says in the first line to himself, by himself, that he must be a part of all of it. Kind of almost sung in kind of like a Morrissey. But then Frankie and the instruments kind of join in, and he wants to become a part of all of it.
The album is called Pool. The band is Porches.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Alcorn at Waiting Room Records is giving this a big thumbs up after at least 3 or 4 listens.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Well, thanks again for sharing this brand new record with us.
Thanks for having me.